Good morning. It is time for In Focus. Glad to have you with us here on News Radio KMAN. Coming up this hour, we're going to get updates from USD 383, and we'll also hear from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. Ben Jedlicka will join us in the second half of the show. He's a local game warden. We start, though, with USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools, who have a meeting this evening, a rare end-of-the-month meeting. And we are joined here today by Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed. Good morning.
Good morning.
Also joining us via Zoom, Brandy Santos, one of the school board members. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. And it is an interesting occasion. The month of June is kind of a strange month for the school board. You have the meeting in the early part of the month, and then we wait a few weeks. And here you've got one tonight. And the reason for that is today's the last day of the calendar, the fiscal calendar.
Yep. Today's the closeout day. So we generally have a wrap-up meeting to wrap up all the bills, to get everything paid for in the right year, and to get those items approved before we start the new fiscal year tomorrow.
Interesting. And it's always an exciting time. That means anybody who's retiring, this is officially their last day of work, and then new hires start tomorrow, stuff like that?
For the year-long employees, yes, sir.
Okay. Very good.
Yep.
Well, it's good to have you both here this morning. Thought I might start here first. You haven't been without meetings here. There was one meeting last week. It was just kind of a brief meeting. I think it was last Tuesday, and that had to do with little housekeeping matters regarding Head Start. I might just ask you real quickly what took place at that meeting.
Yeah, well, basically, we approved some purchases for Head Start earlier, but we were hoping to be able to take them out of different accounts if we had enough money at the end of the year. As we kind of said, we're wrapping up the end of the year. We're finding out where our budgets finally land. And they had the money in the accounts we truly needed to. But because it's a federal grant program, it requires board action to move it into certain funds. So we were making the transfer, and you need the board's approval to do that. So it wasn't something we can just do admin-wise, and that's a check and a balance that the government puts in for us, and not a bad one.
All right. Well, good to get that done and taken care of. And as you look ahead to the new school year, how is budget preparation going at this point?
Well, you know, it's always difficult because we found out our final budget we got to us on June 15th. I always kind of keep track of when they finally tell us how much money we have when we have 2 weeks left in the year. So we're always adjusting, and we got the new budget software, I believe, Monday evening. I think it got here at 6 o'clock in the evening, so we were able to start it yesterday. You know, our budget, we should be coming in where we expect to come in as far as budget goes this year. So I don't see any huge things. Everything kind of went according to plan, basically. So I don't think there's any huge surprises.
Okay. Brandy, anything you're looking forward to here as we start that process here soon?
I am. I really am pleased with the amount of construction that we have done, the updates to our buildings that we have done, and how responsibly that we've really used that money. And the economy is definitely changing. It has changed within the last few months. And it's nice to see the responsibility of our administration and the senior advisors within the administration to make sure that the district's money and our community's money is spent to the very best of our ability.
Well, that's maybe a good segue to the construction update here tonight.
Because
there is a lot of construction going on. I've noticed it in driving past some of the schools by my house. And tell us, I guess, what will be discussed here first off tonight, Eric, the latest update you'll have.
Well, I think Brandy alluded to something, that we're seeing a shift in construction costs going higher than what we were earlier in the bond process, which, yeah, it's always a concern, but I'm grateful that we have the big projects out of the way and locked in on price. So that's a huge benefit for the district. But moving forward, we just want to make sure we're getting things done that we said we were going to get done, and making those priorities. So we'll probably hear a little bit about budget planning, where we haven't done a whole lot of that because everything's come in actually under budget, well under budget. And it was just about what extra did we want to add to those projects. That conversation will probably change a little bit. But we've got a lot going on. We've got both middle schools going, the West Campus is going. Let's see, Marlatt, Bergman, Lee. I've heard there's a lot of progress at Marlatt. I was telling you, Brandon, I need to drive by and see that new parking lot with what they've done the work on the outside and check the inside too. And then Oliver Brown continues, walked through that the other day, and we'll be ready. We'll be ready for that opening this fall. So we're really exciting to do a lot of this stuff. But it's been a lot of things to just making sure all the hoops we get jumped through. Right. I can't thank our construction manager, our owner's rep, Trish Brookfront, because she's just been outstanding and she's juggling so many things. I mean, she gets demands from teachers, principals, contractors, architects, and mostly me. So I know I put it quite a bit on her, but she's been tremendous. I just grateful having someone like her in that position.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely fun to watch the progress there. And specifically at Marlatt, I know, and I'm a little biased maybe toward this school because my daughter goes there, but there's going to be a real shift in how people get in and out. And you can kind of already see it here, the way that's developing.
Yeah, it's going to be different. I think something at buildings that have had things done like your Bergmans and your Marlatts, there's going to be a learning curve from the parent. So I think our buildings are going to try to get some information out. This is where drop off goes. This is how the rotation needs to go. This is the way the traffic needs to flow so we can do that safely. I always say the unwritten rules are great rules, but if they're not written down, no one knows. So it's part of training. And because there's some unwritten rules there, if people break them, then that creates some unsafe situations.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, lots going on. As we mentioned, the summer, even though school's out, it's still a busy time in the school district. Why don't we go to the announcements here? I know Michelle has quite a few announcements here that they wanted to pass along. And Brandy, did you want to read those?
Absolutely. Sorry, I've got someone in my background enjoying our conversation, so I apologize. All of our offices here at USD 383 will be closed on Monday, July 5th, in recognition and celebration of Independence Day. Online registration for the 21-22 school year will open on Monday, July 19th. Access to online registration will be available from the homepage of our website. Watch for social media and your emails for more information and instructions closer to July 19th. Central registration will be held on Friday, July 30th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Doors will close at 6 p.m., so make sure you get in there by 6 o'clock, and that is at the Manhattan High School West Campus. And the first day of school will be Wednesday, August 18th, and it is a half day. So we're already looking to start school come August. This is very exciting.
Yeah, no kidding. Summer will fly by here, no doubt about it, especially when you get here in the month of July. And it's good to know that registration, keep in mind those dates. And if you ever have any questions, and there's probably good information on the website as well.
Absolutely. And we do want to make sure everyone stay safe this holiday. Make sure that you know where your children are, especially with those fireworks going on. And everyone have, you know, enjoy your 4th of July. It's pretty special after last year when so many things were canceled. And we all look forward to getting back out there and celebrating our independence as a country.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll continue In Focus in just a moment. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.